Tom King, we're in our second intermission at Altoona, where the Lumberjacks are leading the Railroaders by a score of 2-0. Ben Feck has both goals tonight, scoring the first one back in the first period, the assist going to Jack Knuckles, and then a nice goal in the second period at the 16:34 mark, an even strength goal. Knuckles and Gabe McGinnity getting the assists on this one, and it's 2-0. Saves in the period, Alex Hermanson with 12. He's got a two-period total of 22. Ian Corbett had three saves for a two-period total of 6. Lumberjack Hockey is brought to you in part by the Bone and Joint Center, comprehensive orthopedic, podiatry, spine, and sports medicine care with clinics in Wausau, Medford, and Merrill, or you can visit them online at bonejoint.net. Our next Lumberjack Hockey broadcast will be next Tuesday night when the East will take on Stevens Point in the Valley Conference opener. And then Marathon Cup time next week. We'll have all four games for you here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. It's East and West in Game 1 next Thursday, followed by Everest against Mosinee, and then the two losers and two winners will square off next Saturday, the 14th, and we'll have all four games right here. We'll take one more break, come back, and get set for the third period. Back in a moment, you're listening to Lumberjack Hockey on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Both teams are at center ice as we get set for the third period here. And this time it will be Eric Schumacher taking the draw for East out there with Cody Krasowski and Austin Cummings. Lumberjacks win it back to their defenseman. Cravens trying to avoid pressure, but it's knocked in by Altoona. Grabbed back there by Nick Piscula. He sends it off the boards. Can East clear it? Cummings will carry it out. He's going to charge ahead, but Altoona will run it down. A cross-ice pass. Knocked away, though, at center ice and grabbed by Cody Krasowski. Now it's the defenseman. Pass sent ahead. It's going to go in on net. Hermanson's got to make a save on that, so that waves off the icing. Schumacher goes in to chase it. It's sent to the far boards. Altoona looks to break it out and poked away there by Nick Piscula. He dumps it back in as East gets a partial change. Nick DeVorney on the ice now for the Lumberjacks. Also getting out there Andrew Danel and Landon Danel. Here comes Andrew Danel into the zone. Carries it in. Shot. And a save made with the pad by Hermanson. Puck behind the Altoona net is loose. The Altoona defenseman sent it around to the far boards. Piscula steps up to hold it in. That's Nick Piscula. Centering pass. Actually, a clearing pass attempt sent in front of the net. Now Altoona will clear it out. And Piscula's got to chase it down on the far end as the Railroaders get their change. Now a turnover in the zone, sent in on net. Piscula lost the handle on it, and Altoona was able to get a slow shot away that Corbett was able to make a save on. It was cleared away, and now he's looking to clear it out. Landon Dino gets it into the hands of DeVorney. He's going to flip it off the glass and out of the zone. DeVorney sends the pass ahead. Romanski collides with one of the Railroaders. That was Gabe Martin. Puck came free, and now a turnover in the zone. Landon Dale centering pass. He's got a man. That's McGinnity. And Hermanson makes another save as McGinnity crashed in right on the doorstep. Puck cleared out. And Altoona sends it back the other way. They dump it in. Trevor Holcomb's got to try to run it down. It's sent to the near corner. Battle for it there. Comes out to the point. Now taken away by Gabe McGinnity. McGinnity sends the pass ahead. Jack Knuckles will carry it in. Knuckles looking for some help. Down to the corner. Centering pass goes off a skate. It's left in the slot and taken by Altoona. They clear it away. Puck at center ice and dumped in deep by Trent Peterson of the Railroaders. Chased down back there by Cravens in the corner. Puck comes to the near board, sent back in deep behind the net by Altoona. East looks to break it out. And here they come off the glass. That's going to be an icing call, I think, against East. It will be icing against the Lumberjacks. Lumberjack Hockey is brought to you in part by the Hearing House, 3530 Stewart Avenue in Wausau. Make your house a hearing house. Faceoff will come down in the East defensive zone. And it's battle four, comes out to the point. Altoona holds it in for a moment. Now East will clear it. And here they come. That's Piscula carrying it in. Nick Piscula tried a centering pass to flex to the near corner. Comes out to the near boards. Austin Cummings throws it in front of the net, but Altoona's able to grab it. Cummings holds it in for a moment. Then Altoona will clear it. Center ice pass and knocked in deep off the body of one of the Lumberjacks. East will grab it. Long cross ice pass. They've got a man behind the defense. Cummings carries it in. Can he get a shot away? He does. But a good back check right there by Trent Peterson, and Cummings couldn't get it all much on that shot. Lumberjacks control it. They try to center it. It's knocked away by Altoona to the near corner. Sent over to the far corner now and slides along the far boards. Cummings with a big check as the puck is sent the length of the ice. That should be an icing call against Altoona, and it is. 13:22 to play in the third period. Lumberjacks leading 2-0. Faceoff coming in the east offensive zone. Landon Daynell takes the draw. And the puck cleared away by Altoona. Romanski's got to chase it down for the Lumberjacks. Sends the pass ahead to Andrew Daynell. Leaves it for Landon Daynell. He carries it in, makes a move, gets free. Poke checked away. Romanski, high slot, takes a shot. That's blocked. And Altoona clears the zone. They come to center ice and dump it in deep. And the puck knocked to the corner. Landon Daynell sends it out to the point. One-timer sent in. That deflection bounces behind the east net. Lumberjacks look to clear it, and they carry it out. Pass ahead. They wave off the icing down in the corner with it. Nick DeBorney, he's ridden into the boards. Lumberjacks trying to hold the zone down in the near corner. And coming out of there with it is Andrew Daynell. There's a pass, and not being able to get a shot away with Landon Daynell. Puck goes to the corner. Now a turnover in the zone. Puck slides in front. Altoona takes it away. They're going to clear it. They get to center ice, try to dump it in deep. It's intercepted, though, and cleared out of the east defensive zone. Austin Brumman in there for a shift of defense for East. And here come the Lumberjacks back the other way. Jack Knuckles carries it in, and his pass. McGinnity slowed down. He didn't go hard to the net, or he would have been able to get a shot away there as Knuckles left in the pass, but he couldn't get to it. He went to the corner, and then Altoona clears it all the way down the other end, and they wave off icing. Here comes East back the other way. Center right. McGinnity sends it ahead. Beck carries it in. Beck. Poke checked away from McGinnity. Puck is loose. Here's a slot. Knuckles a shot. And Hermanson another save. There's another shot that goes high and wide to the corner. Hermanson's doing a really good job here tonight. East has had some good scoring opportunities. And the Altoona goaltender has been shutting him down. There's a fan on a shot from the point by Max Piscula, and then Altoona clears it all the way to the other end and gets an icing call for a whistle. Lumberjack Hockey brought to you in part by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make renting, managing your rental property easy. 11:25 to play in the third, 2-0 East. Eric Schumacher taking the faceoff out there with Austin Cummings and Cody Krasowski. Lumberjacks trying to hold the zone and can't. No, they say they did. And the puck knocked back in deep. Altoona, though, will run it down. They look to break it out, and it comes out of the zone. Grabbed at center ice by Nick Piscula. He's out there with Andy Cravens on defense now. Cravens, long pass ahead, past the outstretched stick of Krasowski. That'll go the length of the ice, and icing is the call against the Lumberjacks. Our next high school broadcasts are this weekend for the DC Everest girls. They're going to be playing basketball at Superior. Actually, our next East broadcast is boys basketball tomorrow night. Lumberjacks taking on Spash in the Valley Conference opener. That'll be our live game tomorrow night with East girls basketball, or with Everest girls basketball to follow, playing a little tournament up in Superior. Lumberjacks win the draw. Here they come out of the zone. Krasowski's going to make a nice move and carry it in. Lost the handle on the puck. Now gets it back. He's in the corner with it. Rubbed up against the boards, and Altoona will take the puck away. Krasowski staying with it, though. Now we get a collision back behind the puck, man. That could have very easily been an interference call. I guess we've got a penalty coming. I think that's going to be against Altoona. As he laid on top of Cody Krasowski down in the corner, it could be an interference call against Altoona, and he should have a power play here. Krasowski couldn't get rid of the puck, and when he did, then and they call it roughing. It could have very easily been interference, too, but East will have the man advantage here. Penalty called on Gabe Martin. Lumberjacks on the power play, but Altoona able to clear it out of the zone on the faceoff. Jack Knuckles will run it down for East. Knuckles behind his own net will look to set up the power play attack. Pass goes off the skate of Nick DeVorney, and East trying to get this power play attack set up. Jack Knuckles is going to carry it ahead. Now send it ahead to Ben Feck. Feck makes one man miss at the blue line. Now he'll carry it in. And they'll set up their attack on the power play. Feck on top along with Nichols. Tries to feather a pass down in the low slot. It's grabbed by Naborny and then poked away from him. Nick sends it out to the point to Knuckles. Knuckles walks it in. Takes the shot. And that went just wide. Might have got a piece of the glove of the goaltender. East controls it out to the point. Speck sends the pass to Naborny. Now back out on top to Knuckles. Speck winds up. Slap shot. That went wide. Big slapper. He got all of that one. They pass it into the slot area, and it's poke checked away from Andrew Dano. Altoona tries to clear it, can't get it out. Feck holds it in. Dano, backdoor pass, that's intercepted. Can Altoona clear the zone? Yes, they can. And now a shot from the blue line. That's a bouncing buck that goes wide, shorthanded for Altoona. East comes back the other way. Fighting through traffic, now poked away, still at center ice. East needs to tag up. That's going to be an offside call against the Lumberjacks. Altoona stopped the attack at the blue line by poking the puck away, and that caught East offside. 33 seconds remaining in the man advantage. 9:08 to play here in regulation. Lumberjacks leading 2-0. Altoona wins the draw, but now the East defensemen grab it. They'll try to send it in deep. Instead, Altoona clears it the length of the ice. 20 seconds remaining. Maybe one more rush here on the power play for East if they hurry. They get the pass ahead. Stephen Martell out there for a shift. Now Austin Cummings carries it in. Cummings leaves it. It's like a pass down low. Martell parked in front of the net. Can't get a shot away. And Altoona clears it away. Penalty's over. Altoona kills it off. And they're back to full strength. Pass to center ice. Cummings with it. Cummings is going to send it in deep. Martell and Eric Schumacher will give chase. Third line getting some ice time here. Altoona carries it to center ice. You know, we've talked about how Altoona is shorthanded tonight. The Lumberjacks don't have a whole lot of players either. They basically play two and a half lines. It's about all that we've seen so far this year, although tonight some of the younger players are getting some time. And here comes Altoona to get behind the defense, but Romanski is able to back check that, and Fecht will take it away. He clears the zone. Lumberjacks back the other way. Nice job on the forecheck by Jack Knuckles. Altoona will send it all the way around the boards and look to break it out. Now a turnover in the zone for a moment, but Altoona able to clear it. Grabbed at center ice by Nick Piscula. Sent back the other way, slides in on net. Hermanson's got to play that behind the net as McGinnity was coming in. But slapped out of the zone by Altoona. East will regroup. Cravens with it. Sends the pass ahead, goes off of Feck's stick, and Altoona takes it away. Look loose at center ice. One of the players lost a mouth guard. And a good job by the Railroaders of knocking that puck in deep. But he's able to clear it out to center ice. It's a race. Cravens gets behind the defense, carries it in, shoots! And the save made by Hermanson. Cravens came in clean on the breakaway, and Hermanson stoned him. 6:53 to play, third period. And the score remains 2-0. Good job on the forecheck by Cravens to win that race to the puck, but then he tried to flick it up about chest level on the side, and Hermanson was able to grab it. East has it in the zone, knocked in deep by Romanski. Puck slides to the side of the net, battle for it there. Andrew Daniel take it away from him, now poked to the corner by DeBorney. Nick Gett grabs a hold of it, tries to send it down in the corner to Daniel, comes out to the point. Romanski has it, flicks it at the net, that's blocked, didn't get through. Altoona looks to clear it. Romanski held it for a moment, but now here come the Railroaders back the other way. They send a shot on net. Corbett gets a stick on that, and the Lumberjacks look to break it out. Grabbed by Sam Romanski, carries it behind his own net. Breakout pass is grabbed. Cross-ice pass, and Andrew Dano lost the handle on it. Now backhands it in deep. Hermanson's got to cover that up, as it was Landon Dano coming in hard on the forecheck. Lumberjack Hockey is brought to you in part by Marshfield Clinic. If you need help with a sports injury, see the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. 6:04 to play in regulation, 2-0 East. Faceoff is sent out of the zone by Altoona. They wave off the icing as it was touched by one of the Lumberjacks. So Romanski's got to chase it down, and he will. Sent out of the zone, Cody Krasowski. Sent in by East. Now a turnover. Can Cummings win the race? He does for a moment. Drop pass. Schumacher with it. Schumacher centering pass. Nobody there for East. Altoona looks to clear it, and they can't get it out. Held in the zone by Max Piscula, who dumps it deep. Railroader is able to clear it this time to center ice. We're down to 5:22 to play. Lumberjacks have it at center ice. Now they give up control, and Altoona just shoots it all the way to the other end. It didn't get there, though. Grabbed by Trevor Holcomb. Here comes East back the other way. Jack Knuckles carries it in. Knuckles looks. Drop pass. Back down low for Knuckles on the pass from Schumacher, but Altoona will grab it and send it out of the ice. Send it the other way. They wave off icing again, and Trevor Holcomb will run it down for the Lumberjacks. Long pass ahead, grabbed by Gabe McGinnity. Cross-ice pass, he's got Speck. Speck carries it in, shot, save made, rebounds in front, and then cleared out by Altoona. Pat save made by Hermanson again. Holcomb has it on the other end, sends it to center ice. Puck is loose there and grabbed by Speck. He's going to carry it in. Makes a move behind the net. Still has it. Now it's poked away. Speck trying to keep it alive and does in the corner. Sends it behind the net. McGinnity with it. Couldn't get much on his pass to the point. Altoona looking to clear it, and they do. Here they come behind the defense. Breakaway for the Railroaders. Shot. Corbett makes the save. But they don't clear the zone. It's still in front. There's another shot. That just goes wide. Golden opportunity. Now another shot thrown in by the from the point by Cody Shue, and that went wide as well. Now here comes East back the other way. They've got numbers. There's a shot. Hermanson the save. Beck gets the rebound. Carries it behind the net. Sends it out to the point. Craven slaps it in. That's deflected wide. McGinnity with it. Cycles it to the corner. Beck trying to keep it alive down there and does as East gets their defenseman changed. Now Andrew Daniel skates in and grabs control of the puck. Daniel behind the net. Sends it out to the point. Cravens walks it in. Takes a hard, high wrister, and Hermanson with a glove save. 3:19 to play here in the third. Lumberjacks leading 2-0. He's keeping the pressure on. But Hermanson's been up to the task so far. At least here in this period. Now face-off and the shot immediately by DeVorney, and Hermanson made another save on that. Puck comes to the corner, sent out to the point. Romanski winds up, instead sends it down to the corner again. Andrew Daniel can't chase it down, and Altoona will grab it and try to clear it. Held in, though, nicely by Landon Daniel. There's a shot and another glove save on the shot by Andrew Daniel. Puck stopped with 3 minutes to play. No scoring in this third period so far. Altoona looks to clear it. Cravens holds the zone for East. Now the puck comes out. Here comes Altoona back the other way. Losing the handle on the puck, though, with Caleb Anderson. He's able to clear it away. Here they come. Romanski feathers the pass ahead. DeVorney's going to carry it in. Nick DeVorney carries it in. Centering pass, trying to get it to Andrew Daniel in the slot. Comes out to the point. Landon Daniel to Cravens. He flips it in. They had a man on the front right on the doorstep of the goal. Hermanson made the initial save, but the rebound was there. And let's see, I think it was Andrew Daniel who got the goal, but we'll wait and see. Cravens took the shot from the point. Hermanson made the save. Andrew Daniel gets the goal. Was it a give the assist to Romanski? I thought it was Cravens that took that shot from the point, unless he was the one that touched it down deep as well. So Romanski gets the save, or gets the assist, that is, and Andrew Daniel gets the goal. 3-0 East, 2:17 to play. Holcomb with it. Cummings tried to send it in deep. It's run down by Altoona. They'll send it out of the zone. Now they've got a man streaking behind the defense again. Shot! That just went wide. Hard shot by Trent Peterson. Lumberjacks looking to clear it. Can't get it out of the zone. We're under 2 minutes to play. Nick Piscula chases it down in the corner. Battle for the loose puck down there. Bodies flying all over the place. Nobody can seem to find the puck. Now we've got a penalty coming. Looks like it's going to be against one of the Lumberjacks. Going to be a cross-check call against Eric Schumacher. So Altoona will have a man advantage here with a minute 43 to play. Now that third goal looks pretty big. You're not going to allow Altoona to pull to within one goal, because once you get to a one-goal game, anything can happen. He's able to send it the length of the ice. They've got a man streaking in. That's Jack Knuckles, shorthanded, but Altoona looks to break it out and does. Grabbed at center ice, though, by Cravens. He's looking to pin it against the board and run as much clock as he can here. Puck is pinned against the boards. Now Feck comes out of there with it for East. Skates it around, tries to send it deep and didn't get it deep. Altoona carries it in. Can't get a shot away, though. Now the Lumberjacks will send it the length of the ice. Railroaders will chase it down and set up their power play attack. We go down to a minute to play in the period. Picks up the puck shorthanded. Centering pass! Shot put in by Knuckles, and Hermanson made another save shorthanded. Puck comes into the point, held in. Cravens walks it in, shot. That deflects up and out of play, and we get a whistle. He's putting pressure on here shorthanded with Romanski and Cravens, Feck, and Knuckles. Now we'll get a partial change. Landon Dano will come in with Nick DeVorney. 47 seconds to play here in this one. Comes to the near boards. Romanski out at the point now. Feathers it back to DeVorney. He carries it in front. Shoots! And the save made by Hermanson and no rebound. 36.7 seconds remaining. Landon Dano takes the faceoff for East. And once again, shorthanded, diving in. The goalie came out to cover it and lost his helmet. Hermanson lost his helmet as I think that was Landon Dano diving in, trying to get a stick on that. And we'll face it off again with 32.1 seconds remaining. Puck comes out to the point again. Romanski near boards. DeVorney tried to carry it out. Now it's carried it in front, and it's knocked out of the zone by Altoona. Puck comes into the zone. They go D to D with it. Now back to the other defenseman. His time is winding down quickly. Just 16 seconds remaining. Turnover in the zone, but Altoona is able to grab it and now clear it out with just 9 seconds remaining. And we're going to get, they're going to wave off icing here and just let the clock expire, except the puck is knocked out of play, but the clock will expire, and that will do it for this one. So Lumberjacks start the season 2-0. They get a 3-0 win tonight against Altoona. We'll come back and recap the scoring after this. You're listening to Lumberjack Hockey on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at the Hobbs Ice Arena in Altoona, where the Lumberjacks get the win here tonight, 3-0. Let's recap the scoring for you. First of all, back in the first period, Ben Feck got the Lumberjacks on the board. The assist going to Jack Knuckles, an even strength goal at the 2:34 mark. And Feck got the second goal of the game as well in the second period, the 16:34 mark, an even strength goal, assisted by Jack Knuckles and Gabe McGinnity. Nice backdoor pass. Feck was camped out there and put it away for a 2-0 lead. And then the Lumberjacks get a late goal here in the third period, scoring at the 14:35 mark. Andrew Dano with the goal. The assist credited to Sam Romanski. And the final score, 3-0. Saves in the period for Alex Hermanson of Altoona. 17 third-period saves for a game total of 39. And for Ian Corbett, 4 saves in the period for a game total of 10. With the victory, East goes to 2-0 on the season. Altoona drops to 0-1. The Lumberjacks' next game is next Tuesday night as they begin the Valley Conference schedule. We'll be at the KB Willett Arena in Stevens Point as the Lumberjacks take on the Spash Panthers. Our next high school broadcast is tomorrow night. The East boys basketball team starts the Valley Conference season, taking on Stevens Point at the East Gym. That'll be the first half of our doubleheader. And that will be followed tomorrow night by DC Everest girls basketball. They play up in Superior. That's going to wrap things up tonight here from Altoona. We want to thank Zach, our engineer. Thanks to all of our sponsors once again. And thank you for listening. And a good start for the Lumberjacks. They get the win here tonight by a score of 3-0. This is Tom King, and you've been listening to Wausau East Hockey on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.